The first key move is to extend our lead and establish global leadership in growth sectors. And these growth sectors are in advanced manufacturing and modern services. Singaporeans are familiar with them because they comprise a large part of our current economy. They provide good jobs and they continue to grow. Some of these sectors include semiconductors, specialty chemicals, biotech, finance. Many global MNCs are in these sectors here already, doing good things, continuing to build value for economy, and we want to work with them to deepen their investments here, to do more interesting things here, and in some instances, even take more risks. The second key move that we want to make is to push out our growth boundary. And there are a few ideas. One is we want to boldly pursue new technologies, technologies such as quantum computing, decarbonization technologies, space technologies, amongst others. Now, it may surprise you that the space is one of them, but actually we do have a nascent space industry here. There are 70 companies already in Singapore employing 2,000 professionals doing very interesting work here. And Minister Tan Sze Ling will make an interesting announcement later on this week at the air show. But these are examples of industries where we may not have the right to win yet, but we want to win the right to play. The third key move is about building artificial intelligence capability. AI is going to be a fundamental transformational force, not just for the economy, but even for society. And our ambition is when someone thinks about AI leadership in the world, they think about Singapore. We want Singapore to be one of the AI leaders in the world. We already have a strong base. In fact, we have been investing in AI for many years. We have a national AI strategy, as some of you know. We refreshed that recently. Many companies have their centers of excellence here. But again, I think we can do more. End-to-end, investing in research in AI, building up industry applications, a portfolio of problem statements, interesting things for people to do, strengthening our talent pipeline and bench, and also uplifting our broad base of SMEs to encourage them to adopt and benefit from AI. The last key move, the fourth key move rather, is for us to deepen connectivity with the world. DPM talked about pushing out into new markets to secure new opportunities. And here, I think what we can do is to more aggressively support our companies to go abroad and internationalize. Overseas markets are going to be harder. They are more protected. More countries are doing industrial policies. So it's much harder for our firms to be able to compete. But I think there's scope for us to support them, to take more risks, to invest in bigger projects, so that the benefits that they can bring back to Singapore, which includes profits from overseas operations, creating good jobs, both locally and overseas, because they have overseas operations, as well as having strategic influence in some industries that matter to us. I think if we can achieve that, having Singapore companies succeed on the world stage, it will be a win for Singaporeans as well as for Singapore.